Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a special presentation called Business Success Talks. We're in Rancho Cucamonga. My name is Kenyo, and we have a special, it's like a hashtags at the, hashtag goals at the event, because Danielle Victoria is here. Say what's up, Danielle.
Hey, what's up?
That's Danielle. You guys might not be able to hear because she's a little quiet. I'll move the mic closer to her, which might sound a little weird on the recording, but also yes. So this is the first, and so this is kind of a little bit of a test podcast. But also, I wanted to say that a couple things about the concept in the test podcast, so that you feel good about listening to this, whoever you are. And one of those things is what we're even aiming at. So, business success talks. You know, I wrote a couple words about it. I mean, I could just go off the top, but I like to read what I've written on a subject, because I've already put the energy into it, so I've already probably distilled some of the value that I'm trying to transfer over. Okay, and I was also stalling so I could open the document. I bet you couldn't realize. Could you tell, Danielle?
Yes, because I'm here.
Okay. Well, here we are. So, Business Success Talks, which is actually the second title, because I had originally called it Successful Business Talks, but is going to be regularly produced in order to entertain and provide a platform to entertain and educate and provide a platform for business owners. And you know, I think the reason, because I didn't put educate in here, because I think the reason I didn't put it in there is because really this is more of a, we teach each other. So the platform is the education, because the business owners, which is why we put business success, the business owners, they have success. And every business is different, because you know, business is more of like a lifelong dedication that you apply to a field of study, and you figure something out, or you work for somebody who's figured something out, or you work with somebody who's figured something out. But it's this lifelong study and growth of knowledge of that type of thing. Okay, so now we got some background, and the event is going to be weekly, you know, but the content will come out probably more regularly than that. But anyway, so since we got Danielle here and we talk about goals, what do you think, Danielle, about, what do you think is the goal of business, what do you think the modern goal of a business should be? In you know, because they're talking about how people are adding and expecting more social activity from business owners. What do you think people are trying to ask business owners? What do you think people want more out of business?
I think honestly, a lot of people, I don't know if it's a hot take, I think people want business owners that are passionate about the product or the services that they're providing to the public, because believe it or not, a lot of people, they can tell if you really are in it for just like money, just financial gain. And of course you do need to make a profit, I mean obviously, but if you are not passionate about what you're selling or the services that you're providing, people can tell. And I think that's where a lot of people go wrong in businesses. And as far as like the social climate of it all, we want to see more business owners out in the community, you know, like even, you know, here where we're doing the event today, we see across the street other businesses coming together and having like a little bit of a farmer's market or just like a little day, like block party type stuff. I think business owners in this day and age, they need to get out there and be out with the community. They need to be posting on social media. That's the way to get traction, and that's the way to get people involved and actually like, you know, interested in what you're doing and what you're selling, what you have to say.
I like that. I think that's 100% correct. And I think she's touching on the very beginning of it. And I think that really almost summed up probably what the rest of this year is going to be focused on when it comes to what we're doing out here with business. Yes, this is also, this is an NCC logistics empowered event, I guess you could say. or I'm producing it in partnership with them. And why? Because number one, why am I doing an event? Because events to me are one of the most important things you can do for people. Because what are events? You know, I was thinking about this earlier today, and events are really the instances that change happens. You know, and I think that's why you have so many times where people say, you know, go to this event, and it changed their lives. Not that events have some sort of magical powers to do events, but you plan events so that you can prepare in order to affect change. And what I liked about another thing Danielle said was the part about business owners being passionate about their products. Products provide very succinct experiences for human beings. Everything that we like about life is a product that somebody else made or learned how to make, you know, from somebody else. Either way, they made it. And so it's very important when you find someone who's passionate about that thing, because then your life is enriched. You know, there's things that might be outside of our area of expertise and practice, but we still benefit from that richness in our experience. Some things we wouldn't even think about, like, you know, but anyway.
Yeah, and I think touching on the whole thing, the concept of the events, I think a lot of times people can look at events as like almost like a refresher for your business too, because the same energy that you put when you first open a business or when you launch a new project, you know, you can put that into the event, because sometimes you get traction from people you might never ever run into. You might have a friend of a friend come because your friend said something, you know. So that same type of energy. And also, events are opportunities. They're opportunities to meet people that you would normally not touch, opportunities to, you know, rebrand, refresh your brand and your business. It's just, you get a lot of feedback, you know, just by, you know, walking around talking to people at an event. And event is, in other words, just an opportunity to interact with, you know, maybe your target demographic, or maybe some people that you want to reach that you don't normally get to reach.
Thank you so much for that, Danielle. And, you know, we will catch you guys on another Business Success Talks next week, because guess what? It's our pleasure. And so you can find me, Kenyo. Head over to kenyo.org to see more of my stuff. Danielle, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram. It's at Danny Vic, DannyVic. That's on all social media. And then I do have a website, and it's www.dannyvic/.
I believe your website is danielle-victoria.com.
Yeah.
So. If you listen to any other Hashtag Goals podcast, even though this might come out on the NCC podcast, but probably both, you'll realize that this is a trend.
Yeah, I always forget.
But at least now she knows her Instagram. She used to get her Instagram wrong.
Yeah.
But
it's practice. Practice makes it.
She knows it. It's just, you know, when she's on the air, it's what she chooses to do. All
right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes, thank you. There was one other thing I was going to say, though. Oh, yes. NCC World Business is important, but it's not the most important thing in your life. But it is very important. And so that's why we made this, to empower this area of your life. But you might need empowerment in other areas of your life. So definitely head over to nccworld.org. Learn about the power of Jesus to change your life, because business might be one area of your life, but guess what? You know what I find? I love to talk about business because it's, you know, it's whatever. It gets things done. But one reason why I slow down on the releasing of business tactics is because I realize most people are actually adept at developing their own successful business tactics, because business is really an expression of your own desire to survive and to network with other humans in order to do that, which we all do naturally. What really gets people, and what usually is the stumbling block, is something that Jesus can handle. And so you'll see it from your eyes, referring people to Jesus on a really very chill way, just because, check it out. And there's no better way to do that by connecting with the community. And so definitely head over to nccworld.org and see if there's any community there for you. Check you out next time. Thanks for checking in this time. See ya.
No, I need cucumber and lemon in my water. This tastes like tap water. Oh, hey guys, it's your girl, Alina Estella. If you want to dive more into my life, go to danielle-victoria.com to check me out. I love you guys. Hope you enjoy the content. Hey, no, you. Yeah, you. Would you mind subscribing to our podcast? It's just like you're listening to it anyway. Yeah, super, super easy. Doesn't have to be awkward or anything. Thank you. Hey, everyone. It's Danielle Victoria from danielle-victoria.com. I want to tell you guys about something that's super important to me. I am launching an interactive cookbook called Gumbo with Grandma. I grew up cooking with my grandmother, and I have some of the best recipes that are very close to my heart, and I hope that you enjoy them as well. If you want to join in and do some of the recipes that I do, hashtag Spice Life. Is that it?